Good morning, 8th grade. I'm taking a moment this morning to make a podcast to talk to you about our next project. If, when you're listening to this podcast, if for some reason you find yourself kind of spacing out and you didn't remember what I just said, you really should go back and listen to it again and really connect to this podcast. Our next project is going to have a number of pieces, and the pieces aren't going to work unless you connect to understanding the big picture, the one thing that we're really going after, okay? So, our next project is going to be trying to answer a question, help somebody solve a problem by collecting information, putting it on spreadsheet, writing about it a little bit on document, and showing what we found on presentation. So we're going to be using a number of tools to gather information and kind of bring it together and then show what we got. Here's the problem. We have a school website, and we want to know how many people are going to actually take time to connect to it or have the ability to connect to it, and from what kind of devices? A laptop? A desktop? Or some kind of phone or iPod or a handheld device? And the reason we need to know this is because we need to know how complex to make the site, to put maybe a calendar up in front. When we know who is going to connect from what kind of devices, it informs the process of designing the site. Now, that's not our problem. Our problem is to find out how many people are going to connect and from what kind of device, okay? Or how many people have connections, I should say, okay? So I need you to understand that larger question and problem, and that's what we're going to address. One more time. How many people have the ability to connect to a school website from the internet and on what kind of device? Desktop, laptop, or handheld device? Okay, so first thing you're going to do is you're going to take home a poll sheet today, and it has two polls on it. I need you to poll two people, and I need you to poll two people from different households. One can be yours, one can be a neighbor's or a friend's or another community member, okay? As I'm making this right now, I'm deciding that you need to at least do one, and I would like you to try to do two, okay? Then you're going to bring these back, and we're going to collect everybody's results onto a spreadsheet. Then we're going to take a look at the results and interpret the data. Then I'm going to ask you to find a little research on what research has to say. And then we're going to show some writing from the research, our spreadsheet results, in a presentation. Okay, so I know that was a lot, and I don't necessarily need you to remember all that, but I want you to be able to look ahead as we look at things. So I'm going to repeat that in a more simple list. We're going to take a poll, collect results on spreadsheet, interpret the data, that is, take a look at it and see what it means, find some research, maybe some people who've done this before or people who've written about this process, schools using websites, and try to find additional information. And then on a presentation, show our poll results on spreadsheet, show our interpretations of data that we wrote, and show what we wrote about research, and make a conclusion or a recommendation on your own. Okay? So I know this has been kind of repetitious. I just really need you to connect to the big picture on the next project, which is solve a problem, gather some information, and help make an informed recommendation about how to go about solving the problem. Okay, thank you very much.